Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. For those who found us on your radio at FM 96.9 San Antonio, we are located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone who is looking for a new church home or just a new one to visit, come and see us. Everyone is welcome. The scripture selected for this morning's opening is taken from Psalm 107 in the New Revised Standard Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, those he redeemed from trouble and gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some wandered in the desert waste, finding no way to an inhabited town. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way until they reached an inhabited town. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to humankind, for he satisfies the thirsty and the hungry he fills with good things. Let those who are wise give heed to these things and consider the steadfast love of our Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Oh, blessed are you, O Lord, King of the universe. Blessed are you, O Lord, who created us, who created the world and everything in it. Blessed are you, O Lord, who gave us breath this morning, who allowed us to get up and walk around. Blessed are you, O Lord, who gave us your Son, Jesus, who died for us. And blessed are you, O Lord, who has promised to take care of us and to watch over us. We give thanks to you, O Lord, how great you are, how awesome you are. You deserve all our praise and glory and honor, and we thank you this morning, Lord. Please accept our humble praise, Lord. Humble our hearts and make us to be one with you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you please stand and join us in our opening hymn, Morning Has Broken, number 145.
Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise Lord in singing, praise for the morning, praise for the springing, fresh from the
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
In our bulletin, we have a message. I'm going to read it to you. Alamo family, there is a great need to replace the worn, dirty, outdated lobby chairs with more contemporary chairs that are easily maintained for cleanliness, provide options for different seating arrangements, and allow more floor space for gathering. Please join the campaign to raise money for 6 new chairs. We will have a chair bucket available weekly, but checks can also be turned into the offering plates designated chairs. More information is on the easel in the lobby. But that little green bucket out there in the middle of our passage there, you can drop your money there or your checks or whatever you want to put in there for this campaign.
Amen.
And then for August 2nd, which is Tuesday, at 10 a.m., the Women's Bible Study will be meeting in Building B. And then at 11 a.m., the Reunion Group will be meeting in Building B. Then August 3rd, which is Wednesday, at 7 p.m., the Oasis will meet in the church lobby. And then we'll finish out Saturday with the Romeos and the Juliets meeting at 9 a.m. in Sophia's. And then, of course, on the following Sunday, Christianity 101 Bible Class Building B, and then the Kids Clubs on Sunday at 9:30 also. Homer has been working on these different little Bible studies for us, and he's doing a great job. And very informative. I invite everybody to attend this. And then the birthdays. We have Esther Goins on the 5th. So let us sing happy birthday on the count of 3. 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Does anybody else have an announcement to make? If not, thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
A couple of things. First of all, pretty much all of the thermostats in both buildings are programmable thermostats. A lot of people are operating thermostats that have no clue how to operate those, and the programming it's off on all of them. And I'm going to have to read up before I can go back through and reprogram them. If you don't know how to operate them, one of two things, either leave them alone or find somebody that does know how to operate them, so that we don't waste money air conditioning buildings that are unoccupied and sweltering during events. So please be conservative about that. Also, choir members, choir practice Tuesday night, because we will be singing next Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Hey, Frank, I got it. Frank, you go ahead. You can stay up here and just stay down. Go down there by the rail, please. Carolyn, where are you? Could you come up, please? Carolyn Austin. You there. You. Could you come up? Stand right here. I want you to stand right in front of the congregation right there. You're fine. Right there. Frank, could you come up and stand with her? John, could you come up, please? Right down there, Carolyn, where Frank's down. There you go. Toby, could you come down, please? All right. Ed, is this thing on? Your Sunday school teacher, Homer, has asked me, he wants me to read this, and he says, would like to thank these four individuals for perfect attendance. All right, amen. Perfect attendance during the five straight Sundays in the month of July. God bless these four individuals for being so faithful. Sincerely yours, Homer Vargas. Hint, 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 come to Sunday school. Amen? Amen. No, no. Hold on. And he's got gift cards for him here from HEB. All right. Carolyn. Toby. And Frank. And John. Now you go back there, go back and give your Sunday school teacher a big hug, all right? God bless y'all.
Good morning, church family. Heavenly Father, thank you for the witness of nature, the witness within, and the witness of your written word. Lord, thank you that you will send your wrath against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of man, and praise you that you made a way for us to escape the wrath. You love the world so much that you sent Jesus to be the propitiation for the sins of all who believe on the name of the only begotten Son. Thank you that his death satisfied you as payment for my sins. All praise and glory and honor to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
As we prepare now to give our tithes and offerings, please pray with me. Father, you are the source, you are the giver. All that we have comes as a gift from your hand. We ask, Lord, now that as we return but a small portion of the bounty you have given to each of us, that you use our tithes and offerings for your glory here on earth. Further, Lord, make us cheerful givers. Open our hearts and help us to know your needs. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
sit. Homer, thank you for that acknowledgement. But just, you know, coming and, you know, to Sunday school, it's what you feel inside you, and it's like coming to church, the acknowledgments come from God. But thank you for what you did a few minutes ago. God be with you. Today's scriptures are Romans 1, verses 18 through 25. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Since they may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God is visible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal human being and birds and animals and reptiles. Therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshiped and served created things. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
You may be seated.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Heavenly Father, the world is becoming increasingly evil, and the rejection of your gracious offer of salvation by faith in Jesus Christ seems to have saturated this fallen world. But you are a God of mercy and grace, who is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance and faith in Christ.
Amen.
Thank you that every man has the free will to accept your offer of salvation by trusting in Jesus, who died so that they may live. I pray that many who are in the valley of decisions return to Christ and trust in you today for the forgiveness of sins and life everlasting. And use me, I pray, to touch the lives of some with the good news of the gospel of God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen, amen.
And we're going to change the order just a bit. We're going to do our affirmation before the prayer. And although it's listed as number 889 in the hymnal, or in the bulletin, it is number 887 in the hymnal itself, the affirmation from Romans. So please join me in this historic affirmation.
Would you please stand while we read that, please? Would you please stand with us? Thank you. It's also in your insert in your bulletin. There should be there in your bulletin as well.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution or famine, or nakedness or peril or sword?
No.
In all things we are more than conquerors through the one who loved us. We are sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, please be seated. As we prepare our hearts for the message, please hear this prayer. Father God, Creator and Sustainer, we come thirsting, we come hungering
yes,
for your word. We come seeking your presence in our lives. We ask, Lord, that as Pastor Ted gives the message that your Holy Spirit has inspired upon him, that you give him strength and courage, that you give him your words, so that all that he says may be from you. And Lord, open our hearts and our minds and allow us to hear the message that you would have for each of us, for you have an individual message for all of us. And Lord, as we leave this place, let your Spirit shine through us so that all the world knows that we are different, we are yours, and we can make them part of it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Cheryl, could you run that video for me, please? You this morning. Today we want to start a 5-week preaching series based on some of the core principles that are found in the book of Romans. And if you're not familiar with this book of Romans, it's one of the Apostle Paul's most systematic and a doctrinal book. It dates back to 56-58 AD, and it was most likely written in Corinth. I always thought it was written in Rome, toward the end of Paul's third missionary journey before he left for Jerusalem. So this book is full of principles. And the principles that we're going to talk about these 5 weeks, the first one is today, is the problem of sin. The problem of sin. Our text this morning comes from Romans chapter 1, verses 18, verses through 25. Now, John read those verses to you. I want to tell you this about what's going on in those verses. God's not happy with humanity. He wasn't happy then, and he's not happy now with it. But in saying that, even though that we are sinners, God still loves us. And these core principles will help us to follow the Lord, to stay close to him, and most of all, to get that problem of sin in our lives. We don't like to talk about sin. It's something that we won't deal with, but I got to tell you something, folks. Before you can really understand grace, you've got to understand sin. You've got to understand sin. And this is where Paul is coming from on the power of the gospel. The power of the gospel. The power of the gospel it has, that Jesus will has the power to forgive sins and to keep you living a victorious life. You don't have to be defeated by the devil. Romans 1:16 says this: I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentiles. Romans 1:16. Our problem with humanity is not political. It's not party affiliated. It's not affiliated with any one person or any one group. Our problem with humanity and the reason we suffer and struggle so much is because of sin. And sin, and the problem with sin, dear ones, is that it separates you from God. If you got sin in your life, you can't get a prayer through. A preacher once told me, if you got sin in your life, that prayer goes to the ceiling, it bumps, comes right back down, and it just bounces all over the place. It goes nowhere. If you got sin in your life, you have a disconnect between you and God. You and Jesus, things are not right. That relationship has been strained or even broken because of the problem of sin in our life. You see, if that little inscription on the front of your bulletin there, it reads this, like so. It says, don't trade the created things for the creator of all things. People were paying more attention to the creation than they were to the creator. Amen? I got to tell you, folks, if you look outside, if you've ever been on a nice trip, or even you don't have to go far from here, go to places like, I don't know, go to Corpus Christi or Rockport or even some of the state parks and see the magnificence of God's beauty on the earth. There you know who created this. It was God that did that. You see his awesomeness there. So we have no excuse. We have no excuse about who God is or what he is or what he has done for us. But you know what? Even though we've turned our back on God, guess what, folks? And this is amazing. He hasn't turned his back on us. And we know this because we are still here and that Jesus loves us very much and that he died for our sins. So let us go and find out what's going on with this problem of sin. You see, he had just got done encouraging people and talking about the good news in the previous verses of that chapter. Now he shifted. He's going to speak about a subject that we do not like to hear about. I remember as a young lad growing up in Abilene, Texas. And I'll never forget this. I've told this story before, but it's forever on my mind. I was a bad little fella. I did everything that my mom and daddy told me not to. I'd go to church, I'd take my Sunday school money, I'd stop at the store and buy cookies with it. I'd chew gum in church when I wasn't supposed to. I'd stand at the back door, and I used to have my wife tell my wife about this, I'd stand at the back door and peep in the door to see who was in there before I went in. If a certain girl was in there, wasn't in there, then I wasn't going in. I wasn't thinking about the Lord then. But you know what, folks? One time I went to a camp meeting in Abilene, and the Lord got a hold of my heart, and he got a hold of my heart, and that preacher says, son, if you don't stop doing what you're doing, you're going straight to hell. And I got to tell you, folks, that scared the devil out of me, literally. I went forward and gave that man my hand and said, Lord, say, sir, I want to be a Christian. And I've been fighting and struggling with the Lord ever since. But you know what, folks? He still loves me, and he is guiding and showing me and providing for us, and I thank God for it. But we got to hear, we got to know about sin. You see, before you can get the sin problem corrected, you've got to know that you are a sinner. Amen? You got to know that something is wrong. And some of us, sometimes me included, think we're just all that in a bag of chips, and we just don't do nothing right or do nothing wrong. But we do. So, and you can remember back in the Garden of Eden when everything was beautiful. God gave humanity all that they needed. He gave them care over the garden, over the animals, everything. They had everything they needed. There was no sin. But sin crept in. It crept in. And when sin crept in, there became that disconnect between humanity and God. And God put a curse on the earth, and he put a curse on humanity. And he said that you would have to work the fields, and then you would have to bear childbirth pain, and the earth would give up thorns and thistles. So you can see what sin has done to us. And here in the book of Romans, these folks are just
went just, as my folks would say, just went plumb crazy. They were doing everything wrong that God told them not to do. And it says, God eventually gave them over to the desires of their hearts. And they traded the truth of God for a lie. And they traded the invisible thing, power of the divine creator, and powerless images and idols. And they created things for the creator of all things. So we're still trading those things off today. We would rather have our idols, our radio, the things we shouldn't listen to on the radio, TV programs, all these things that we know are wrong, but yet we keep doing them. And this causes problems in our life. You see, I was told a long time ago, if you give the devil a chance to ride, he'll want to drive. If you eat his corn, he'll choke you with his car. What I'm saying is, don't give the devil opportunity in your life. Don't give him a foothold. Don't allow him to get in and you see, all he needs is just one little spot. One little inch. And once he get in there, he'll just cause you all kind of problems. Some of you probably already know what I'm talking about, and I can certainly tell you for a fact that he started in on my life, but thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ that he took care of me, you know. So we need a Savior. We need someone to fight on our behalf. We need Jesus to come and conquer sin and death. And guess what, folks? That's exactly what he did. He came so that we might have a right to the tree of life, that we don't have to wander around in sin and try to do things that we know that are right. So what we need is a rescue from sin. But we'll talk about that next week. So Paul tells us in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There's not a person here today, no one, who hasn't sinned. And the scary part is that in our sin, in our willful disobedience, we open the door for the devil. I want to encourage you this morning to stand your ground against sin. There is a awesome chapter, a book of Ephesians chapter 6 that tells about putting on the whole armor of God and being able to stand up against the power of the devil. You're not in this fight by yourself. You don't have to get in a corner and say, no, you're not alone. Jesus is right there with you. And he says, if you put on this armor, I'll take care of you. So sin is always there, folks. Always crouching at the door, waiting for us, ready to pounce. Sin desires to have you and to own and to rule you. As we close this morning, there will always be another temptation, another opportunity for evil, and another dark alleyway, on and on and on. As you leave this place, if I was a betting man, I would bet that sin will try to get at you. Maybe even before you leave this place. Amen? Amen. So my question for you today is a simple one. I want you to please hear me and listen to this. This is something that can encourage you and help you. Where can you get rid of sin in your life? What can you confess? What can you repent of? What can you turn away from? What can you pull the plug on? I wonder, what numbers do you need to delete? What relationships do you need to say goodbye to? What idols do you need to pull down? And what credit cards need to be cut up and thrown away? What electronic devices you ought to just get rid of and throw them away? What's holding us back this morning from taking a stand against sin in our life? Let us pray this morning. Oh Lord, I pray this morning that you give us the courage to take a stand against sin in our lives. Thank you for sending Jesus And thank you that we can rest in him and on his power in our battle against sin and temptation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As I give the invitation this morning, I want to let you know and to hope that you can remember some of those things that you might need to forget this morning. And I told you about the cure for sin, but I can't preach that to you until next week. But what if you can't wait till next week? What if Jesus came right now? Would you be ready to go? You wouldn't be able to say, well, Lord, I got to wait till that sermon next week. He's not going to want to hear that. He's not going to want to hear that. I want to give the invitation this morning to anyone that does not know the Lord this morning. You may be confused. You may be discouraged. You may be upset. Things may be just running over in your head and you just don't know what in the world to do. Believe me, I know how you feel. I've been there. Well, this morning I want to give the invitation and I want to open the altar up for you to come and pray. You don't have to worry about who's looking. You don't have to worry about who cares. The only one that you got to be concerned about is Jesus. Amen? How are things with you and Jesus? Are they okay? Are things all right? Can you meet him this morning? Can you meet him right now? Or would you have a hard time? The altar is open for anyone who wishes to come. Gene's here. I'm here. If you want to talk to us, we'll be glad to do it. If you want to rededicate your life, that's awesome. If you want to know the Lord, that's awesome. The altar is open for anyone that wishes to come.
Please stand, join in our hymn of invitation, Be Thou My Vision.
Be Thou My Vision.
Jesus is always there for you. You don't have to suffer alone. The scriptures are there. God's word is there. Get in it. Open it up. Read it. Study it.
live by it. When you do that, the scripture says, when you draw close to him, he'll draw close to you. Folks says, I feel so far away from the Lord. Well, the Lord hadn't went anywhere. He hadn't went anywhere. It's we that have moved. Let's get into God's word and draw closer. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you.
What a beautiful sight it is to see Sherry Francis in church this morning. Oh, amen, Sherry. And also regarding Sherry, well, this is with her sister Selma, but Selma's husband David fell Friday night, so Lord, hear our prayers for healing for David and Selma and the Sheck and Francis families. God be with you. And today, we remember Ruth. She passed away on this day a year ago, so continued prayers of healing and comfort and support for the Waymare family. And someone left a message, I will always remember Ruth for everything she did for them and at our church. She was a wonderful and beautiful woman, and thanks be to God for giving Ruth to our church. Lord, hear our prayers. And for anyone that wasn't aware, Don Davenport passed away, was it Wednesday? Yeah. And so prayers for the Davenport family, Marilyn, and all of their families. Lord, hear our prayers. Dad and I were talking about Marilyn and Don yesterday. And in 2011, Don called me and asked me if I'd take his place on the SPRC committee. His 3 years was up, and so him and Marilyn were going to stay in Bandera. It was just too much of a drive for them. And, 11 years later, I'm still on that committee. So George was just not ever letting me get off of it. So, but it's a wonderful one. Sharing it with Harriet and Cindy and Tom, and it's been a lot of fun. So Cheryl is asking for prayers, continued prayers for Carolyn Botkin. Lord, hear our prayers, and I want to say continued prayers of healing for Cheryl's husband Steve. For those that don't, but Steve, a wonderful man, and I miss seeing him up here as much as used to and sharing the counting with him. But Lord, hear our prayers for the Botkin family. Continue to keep all of our homebound members in our thoughts and prayers, family and friends, but Jim and Linda McMillan, Esther Goins, Elizabeth Grazulis, Hector Martinez, Eileen Fader, Esther Berryman. Lord, hear our prayers for their continued healing and for the family and caregivers that take care of them, and for Gene for going by on his home ministry. So God bless Gene and continued blessings for them. Continued prayers for our country and all of its issues, and prayers for all of the peoples of the world. There's just so much countries are fighting with 1,000-year
neighbors, and so we need God in our hearts and our thoughts and in our prayers 24/7. So God be with all of us. Prayers for Gwen Clem's sister Jamie, Sandy Bundick's grandson Patrick, great-granddaughter Madison, and friend Nakitha Thomas. Prayers for Dixie Souter's sister Leona, Virginia Molinoff's granddaughter Reagan, for the Davenport family, Tessie Robinson's brother Johnny Thompson. Lord, hear our prayers. For prayers of comfort and support for Barbara Whitney. And I know Dad and Gracie went over to see Jim and Barbara yesterday, and she could sure use some phone calls or text, just letting her know that we're still thinking of her, that just because she's not here, we have forgotten her, but she really needs our thoughts and prayers, and just uplifting is more than what she needs, just absolute positive and uplifting to keep her spirits up. So, Lord, hear our prayers for the Whitney family, for Lance Shaw. And Sonny is having injections for back issues and pain tomorrow, and she's asking prayers for us. So, you know, God be with you tomorrow, Sonny. For Janice Walker and James Murphy, for Norma Glenn and her family, for Jim McMillan, Elaine and Jean, for Kathy Bedell, Roy and Esther Wood, for Tom. Lord, hear our prayers. God continue to be with y'all and lift you up and with everything that you're struggling with. God be with you. Amen. We continue to answer praise for everyone who is answering prayers to serve God, to bring joy, spirit, and just love all around. So, God, hear our prayer. Trying to read this, but God, hear our prayers. And a joy, Eileen Kincaid's brother-in-law, Tom Bankston, successful surgeries. Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
God be with all of us.
Let us prepare our hearts for prayer this morning. Oh, Lord, we love you. We don't deserve your love, but you love us anyway. Sometimes, Lord, we're so mean. We're so ugly to each other. Sometimes, Lord, we don't think about what we do. Help us, Lord, to be good stewards. Help us, Lord, to be good servants. And Lord, we pray and ask that this congregation would be on one accord, and that is with you, that we will all march down the same road going toward heaven, following Jesus. Help us, Lord. Have mercy on us. Be with those, Lord, that are suffering this morning, those that don't feel good, those, Lord, that are going through medical procedures, those that are coming out of medical procedures. Help them, Lord. Bless them. Take care of them. Oh, Lord, we don't pray enough, Lord. Forgive us for that. You're always there waiting for us, but somehow we always seem to find other things to do. Forgive us for that, Lord. And have mercy on us this morning. We thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us and all that you're going to do. And we ask this in Jesus, in his name. Amen and amen. Jean?
Please.
please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And as we depart from here today, let us remember all those less fortunate than ourselves and continue to pray for everyone who is homebound or ailing in any way. Be friendly and be safe, and let us join together again here next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring us. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
As you're able, please stand for our closing hymn, Are You Able? Take the word of God to a hurting world.